Well, it strikes me that when states, as a matter of diplomatic coercion, make a demand that another state bring down a media outlet, it's a form of extraterritorial censorship. To me, there's no question about that, and that was my reaction when I first heard about this demand.
And what do you know of this demand? It's one of a reported 13 demands issued to Qatar by other governments to close it down so that they can lift their economic blockade.
I mean, honestly, we've seen the reports and we understand that Qatar has confirmed that it's received this demand. I'm not familiar with each of the 13 demands, but it has been confirmed that this demand to shut down Al Jazeera is one of the 13.
And what are you expecting the international community to do about it?
I think in a case like this, particularly when it involves diplomatic demands, it also requires diplomatic responses from other states, because this is really quite a draconian step. You know, facing demands of filtering content online, for example, of bringing down particular web pages, maybe not entire news organizations. I think that states should see this kind of demand as a threat to all states and to the freedom of information. If I could put it into legal terms for just a moment, all states are committed under human rights law to protect the right of all individuals to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas of all kinds. And it's specifically regardless of frontiers. That language, regardless of frontiers, is in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. And I think this kind of cross-border attempted censorship is a real threat.
And it sort of ties in with what you've been saying in your latest report to the Human Rights Council, where you indicate that threats to net neutrality and digital expression and internet freedoms are greater than ever. And you call on private companies to resist this and to resist self-censorship. This falls within the same sort of remit.
Yeah, it does, although in this case, the demand appears to be aimed at the state of Qatar rather than a demand to Al Jazeera. My latest two reports actually deal with this issue of attempts to bring down media outlets and websites and web pages worldwide. And this strikes me as a part of that, although it's one of the most egregious that I've seen in a while.
And how would you, I mean, you say it's the most egregious that you've seen in a while, but how would you rate that in the context of the Middle East and the Gulf states?
Well, this is perhaps the most unfortunate thing about it in a way, which is, you know, media plurality in the Middle East is very limited. You know, even Al Jazeera has issues with respect to its independence from Qatar, from the government itself. My position here is not to say that everything about Al Jazeera is perfect, but this very much falls into a situation where millions of people in the Middle East rely on Al Jazeera to get relatively independent and critical information and critical perspectives on politics in the region, and that's hard to find in the Middle East. So bringing down Al Jazeera is, in effect, taking away one pillar of access to information in the region.